jet fuel, he's not selling any avgas.
Right. I think you got some that are just selling avgas.
So apparently they're...
At the, like, Delaware Airport only sells avgas.
Right.
You know, so the smaller ones that don't have any need for jet fuel won't sell them.
What's your percentage, do you think?
But I mean, I guess we're talking about our airport. We're not talking about Leesburg. We're not talking about Delaware Airport. You know, we're just talking about Sussex County Airport.
What's your ratio, do you think, of jet fuel to avgas?
About 5 to 1, 5 gallons of jet fuel for 1 gallon of avgas.
So if we just had language that they could sell avgas as a start, that wouldn't be detrimental.
Do we want to require them to sell both types? I think that's...
I mean, that's pretty typical of all the minimum standards I've seen is avgas and jet fuel. If you're going to sell one...
Is there some kind of like discrimination aspect to it if you only sell the one type and not the other?
No.
Well, I mean, we would need it. For example, say you retired, Garrett, and you closed your business. Well, we had brought on a second FBO, and we said, well, you only have to sell one or the other. And then perhaps you leave, you close down your business, and we're stuck with not having both forms of aviation fuel available. That seems like a problem to me.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. You know, think about the service to the public. You know, you want to provide what the public is looking for, which I think for our airport, you know, we get enough jet traffic and avgas users that somebody that's going to sell fuel ought to sell both of them.
Has anybody even expressed an interest in a second endeavor?
No, but the time to be thinking about this is not when you get the phone call that says, I want to sell gas. We could get a phone call.
Another restaurant out there. Not that much business. What I'm hearing in Matt that you sell, not that many gallons.
Yeah, most airports our size only have one FBO because there's just not enough volume to support two with your overhead. This is like Mike's example. If something happened to me, and you wanted to bid it out to some other providers, you would use this document to send it out there for an RFP.
This is 800 gallons a day. Somebody's buying some fuel.
Do you actually own the fuel farm?
I own the tank. The county owns the land, and I lease it from the county. Okay.
Can it be written such that at least one FBO is going to provide two types of fuel?
And do you have an area that could be designated for tanks and all?
Sure. We've got...
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
The area down beyond Sussex Arrow that Julie's trying to market. If you got somebody that wanted to be an FBO, wanted to sell fuel, do something and sell fuel, be able to tell them that, okay, but you can provide two...
Personally, I think it should just be required to sell one fuel with these requirements. Then it becomes a business decision whether they want to sell jet fuel or not, or avgas or not. But they have to meet the 10,000 gallon storage, etc. Just in order to, they don't want to make it too restrictive. But they have to meet these requirements, at least the storage and selling one fuel. I think that's to make them sell two, that's, you could do that, but we've never had that problem. So I don't see the need to make it overly restrictive at this point.
Can you rephrase it so that you say they may sell both, but they don't have to sell both?
Well, I say at least one. One type of
they're just doing one. Do you even need the requirements? Because they're going to meet the fire marshal requirements, which drives everything, Jeff, doesn't it?
Fire marshal is the biggest hurdle to jump.
So, do we even need a requirement? If you're only going to do one fuel, then you don't need any requirements.
You don't need this paragraph, is what you're saying.